Lecture 9, Philosophers and Mystics.
In our previous lecture, we discussed the role attributed, or the various roles attributed to God, by different Jewish thinkers throughout history. What I'd like to do in this lecture is go a step further and examine what the impulses were, what affected different people to approach this issue through different disciplines. Throughout history, Jewish thinkers addressed the nature of their religion. And frequently this search was the result of a perceived need to confront other intellectual or religious groups. And this impulse may have been the consequence of outright religious polemics, and this was a common and or an ongoing phenomena, particularly between Christianity and Judaism. But at other times, it was inspired by attempts to reconcile between the surrounding world of philosophy, of an intellectual inquiry, and the world of Jewish thought. And in this lecture, we will discuss the outstanding Jewish philosophers from a variety of ages and cultural environments, beginning with a philosopher whose name is Philo. He lived in 1st century Alexandria. We will then jump to 10th century Iraq and discuss another philosopher, Saadia Gaon. Our third philosopher, arguably the greatest of all Jewish thinkers, Moses ben Maimon, commonly referred to as Maimonides, or in Hebrew he is referred to as Rambam. He lived in the 12th century in Spain and then in North Africa. But philosophy will take up only the first part of this lecture, with the other portion devoted to the mystical branch of Jewish thought, often identified with Kabbalah. We will explain that phrase a bit later. The profound impact of the latter, of Kabbalah, would be felt with the appearance of new forms of religious, communal organizations, with one major example being the appearance of a social phenomenon known as Hasidism. But let's begin in antiquity. Greek philosophy introduced a revolutionary way of thinking about the world. It represented a challenge to Judaism at diverse times and places. The word philosopher in Greek means lover of wisdom. And philosophers investigated the nature of things, hoping to arrive at new truths that would explain the order of the world, the nature of change, and even aspects of the human soul. Now, Jews, both in antiquity and the Middle Ages, believed that they possessed these truths as part of their religious tradition. Nevertheless, the abstract and conceptual nature of Greek thinking had an enormous effect throughout the Greco-Roman world. And at least some Jews living in that world and who had adopted aspects of these thought processes now turned them inwards. And this began a re-examination. This caused a re-examination of their own inherited traditions. In other words, they embraced many thought processes of the Greco-Roman world, but then asked themselves, what does this inform me about my inherited tradition? Sometimes this was an issue of apologetics, where Jews felt a need to rationalize, to justify their religion in the eyes of others, in the eyes of Greek thought, and this must have played a very, very serious role as well. The first great Jewish philosopher was Philo. Philo was an observant Jew, meaning he actually kept the commandments as they are described in the Bible, and he lived in Alexandria in the 1st century CE. He died somewhere around the year 50. Philo is one of the few Jews of the Hellenistic and Roman world whose works survived relatively intact, although they were preserved not by the Jewish community, but rather by the Christian church. And this was the case for most Jews who wrote in Greek, such as the historian Josephus. The Jewish community, for one reason or another, did not embrace these works, did not include them, not only not in the canon, but even in the Jewish library, and we were fortunate enough to have them preserved by the church.